A bill to expand New York State's medical marijuana program to cover people who suffer from PTSD passed both houses of the state legislature. The bill is aimed mainly at veterans. Karen DeWitt has more.
The drug would be offered as a liquid or oil for vaporization or in pill form and contains much lower amounts of the psychoactive ingredient THC than does recreational marijuana. It cannot be smoked. Under the bill, others who suffer from PTSD, including firefighters, police officers, and victims of domestic violence or rape, also would be eligible for medical marijuana as a treatment. But Senator Savino says it's particularly important that veterans have access to a state-sanctioned medical marijuana program because veterans who buy marijuana on the black market risk losing all of their VA health benefits if they're caught.
If they are utilizing marijuana outside of a licensed medical marijuana program in their state, they run the risk that they will be penalized by the Veterans Administration.
Senator Tom Croce, a Republican from Long Island who was a U.S. Navy officer before he entered politics, says the fact that marijuana is illegal in this country is one of several reasons he's against the bill. He says scientific studies on the effectiveness of using marijuana to treat PTSD are inconclusive.
I'm just afraid because of the lack of evidence, because our federal government does not recognize, first of all, this substance as even legal, and because of ongoing concerns by our mental health professionals who treat our veterans every day, I think we're premature.
Governor Cuomo has been very cautious about allowing the use of medical marijuana, saying he wanted to start slowly and he does not support recreational marijuana. Cuomo was asked recently whether he might sign the bill when it comes to his desk later this summer. He was noncommittal. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.